Welcome back to the Business Launch Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez. And did you know, my friend, that there is one thing that you need to be adding in every single email that will skyrocket your sales? If you don't, you're going to find out in this episode because we're going to talk about boosting your cash flow with email by doing this one thing. And I'm including a template. So make sure that you save this episode because you're probably going to want to listen to it more than once and save it for the future so that whenever you need to increase your cash flow, increase your sales via email, you pull out this template and it works. Let's get into the episode.
Welcome to the Business Lounge Podcast, where each week we unpack the hottest online marketing and business strategies so you can grow your business, increase your bottom line, and make a bigger impact. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez.
So, familia, we have been on quite the series here on the podcast. We've been talking about email and boosting your cash flow and knowing your numbers and figuring out what your action plan for the year is going to be. So if you have not listened to the previous 4, 5, 6 episodes, please make sure that you do because they are some of the best episodes that we have put out on this podcast. I'm getting so many emails and DMs and messages, and I'm just so incredibly grateful to you guys. I love hearing all the cool ideas. In fact, I just got an email this week that I wanted to read to you guys. Let me see if I can actually pull it up here. I got my both my computers on right now. And it comes from Cindy, and Cindy was so sweet. She said, the title of the email was about your latest podcast, and she was so lovely. She said the following: "Hey guys, just wanted to reach out to thank you for your last podcast episode. You guys have this really freaking habit of discussing topics that are so relevant to me and our business at that point in time. Case in point, during a workshop last year, you mentioned how you worked with coaches. I think it was probably around the time you were opening TBL coaching, and it was right at the same time that I was wondering if we'd benefit from one-on-one coaching. Hearing you talk about it gave me the confirmation I needed to convince my husband we should figure out a way to invest in coaching. Fast forward to this episode and you're talking about systems. OMG, we're currently working with an eMyth coach. Not sure if you read eMyth. We have. Chris has actually had the author on his podcast, but the premise is all about systematizing our business. So from talking about systems, you start talking about company values and again with the relevance. Cindy, you are so amazing and totally made Chris and I's day. Thank you so much for sending us this super sweet email. It encourages us to just keep going and share more and more with you guys here on the podcast. And it's not just Cindy, everyone else who has emailed and sent us their feedback. It's just so awesome to hear from you guys, and you seem to be loving this series. So today's episode is not going to be any different. We're going to be talking about really selling what you do and doing it kind of unapologetically. I'm going to show you a super practical way. Don't forget about how you can include this one thing in your email that's going to really tie it together. But I think it's really important to share more money-making strategies, more things that you could refer back to and listen to over and over again, you know, when sales are slow or when you want to just hit another revenue milestone in your business, when you want to scale up, or when you just want to take a break and so you know that you need to make some extra money in the season so that you can go on a great vacation or take some time off or, you know, go into a different project, like writing a book. That's been on my mind because someone actually messaged us about that recently. They're going into a season of writing a book and they wanted to like boost up their revenue before they go into that season. Because as you know, if you're self-publishing, it's kind of an all-consuming project. So wherever you're at, really our heart is for you guys to use these strategies and grow your businesses and do it in a way full of integrity, serving people first, making an impact, but not being afraid to actually market your business and make money and sell what you do confidently. So we were, all that to say, we were hosting our Funnels Bootcamp. I've been talking about it on our email newsletter, as well as I think I've mentioned it in the podcast a couple times. And so this month we had a really awesome Funnels Bootcamp, started the year with our TBL Plus students, like on the right foot, talking about what's working now. And so we kind of run our own, call it our own little marketing lab with all the new strategies, like we're constantly testing in the business. And now that we have the last 2 years of coaching program, we've been testing these out with our coaching clients, and it's been really awesome. And so when I mentioned this one strategy for email and cash flowing your email, it was funny because the chat erupted. Everyone was super excited, even though it's something, honestly, it's not this like groundbreaking strategy, but it is something really, really helpful. And so I wanted to share it with you too, because it's one of those things that you should be using in every single one of your emails. And it's this concept. I think Russell Brunson was actually the one I first heard talk about this idea of selling your stuff in every email. Even if it's passive, even if it's not a direct pitch, linking to one of your products or programs or services in every single one of your emails. And so I kind of call this the subtle pitch, or the low-key pitch. And it's such a good way of doing this in all of your emails. And this could be just the same exact application in your blog or your social media, or your text marketing campaigns, something I do all the time. So if I'm telling a story or I'm letting people know about something happening in the business, I'm always linking to the product. So for example, I sent an email literally earlier today, and I was telling a story about how some of the members in the Business Lounge were experiencing some issues with their funnels and how we fixed them. And, you know, telling that story, when I talked about our Business Lounge members, I hyperlinked the Business Lounge, right? So super subtle, super simple, but that link, just having that link there, tells people, oh, you know, there's more than just free content in our company. And yeah, we produce a ton of free content, but we produce 2 to 3 times more paid content for our coaching clients and our TBL students, content calendar system students, like all of our paid customers. And so I think especially online, we get hyper-focused on serving people. And that's so important. I want you to do that. That speaks of your integrity in your heart. But we forget that we're running a business and that we have to present ourselves as a company if we want to stay in business and be able to have impact and grow, you know, our mission, hire people at some point if you haven't already, right? And give back to the community that you serve in. And so I really just, it's such a passion of mine to really encourage you and empower you to feel confident when you sell, to not shy away from the fact that you're a business and that you need to keep the business going if you're going to produce this awesome free service, you know, for the world. And I think oftentimes we're unbalanced in this perspective where, especially with the creator economy, a lot of influencers and creators have accustomed the market to expect that all content is free. All content is free. You're here to serve me. And people, I see it in the comments a lot, and it really bothers me from some of the creators that I follow that are amazing. Like, they put so much energy and effort in their production value, multiple camera angles, you know, smooth B-roll. All of that takes an inordinate amount of time to produce. And people get mad at them when they're selling something from their shop or they're promoting something in their business. And I'm like, what? So they've trained their audience to expect that, you know, this is, everything's free, and they should be creating content for them, almost like being their little content slaves. And they expect a video, you know, every Tuesday. And if the video isn't there, they're going to have a little temper tantrum. And I'm like, no. Not okay, right? There's a balance here. Your content is serving people, and it's awesome. And you get to market through your content, but we can't forget the market through your content part and just get over here on this side, where we're just creating content for the sake of it, not using it as a vehicle and a tool to actually bring out people who want to work with us, who say, hey, yeah, me, I want to buy from you, or I want you to actually, offer the service for me. And I can't tell you how many times I found amazing brands and companies that I love, or even just creators and influencers. And I'm like, sell me something. I want to buy something from you that's not Patreon. I want to buy something from you that's not, buy me a coffee. I want an exchange of value. I want you to teach me how to garden, or I want you to teach me, how to interior design, or I want to take your course. Please show me how to actually, set up my pantry or run my household in a more efficient way. And we don't give people those opportunities. So I just wanted to share this subtle strategy that you could use, is to think about how you can actually sell your products and services in every single piece of content, even if it's just something that you mention in passing, right? You don't have, like, for example, in this podcast, I just shared with you that we host live boot camps, and we've just never really advertised or marketed them because they kind of just fill up with our TBL students. But this year I'm like, why am I not telling everyone? Like, we should just tell them. So I'm not pitching you on it, but I'm just letting you know that we do offer that. And that is enough, right? You don't always have to go on a hard pitch, although it's okay to do that, when you earn the right to do it because you've served people through your free content enough. Okay. All right. So that's out of the way. Now I want to talk to you about actually pitching in your emails and how you can pitch in every single one of your emails, even if they're free content pieces. And it's this thing I call the PS pitch. And you probably see it on other people's emails, but very few people are actually implementing it and implementing it in the right way. So if you ever want to experiment with increasing your cash flow, especially if you have evergreen offers, meaning, there are offers that you could sell at any time that don't require you to do a big launch or anything like that. These are perfect offers for you to link in your PS pitch. And I do this in every single one of our emails, and we'll make anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 a month just from these PS pitches. Yes, I track them. I track the sales. And it's really incredible to see. So this is one of those like little tools that you could have in your toolkit if maybe life got in the way and you can't have a launch, this month, or you are behind on promoting products, or you just need a little boost of cash flow, whether you have a service or a course or a membership, or you sell physical products, which in your case, you're probably selling in every email anyway. So PS pitches are really helpful. And here's the psychology really behind them. So when people are reading emails, they're usually scanning them first. They will do a quick scan, and I don't know about you, but I'm a scanner. I'm definitely a scanner. I will look at the bold and the buttons, and I will decide if I want to read the whole email. And that's what the PS pitch is for. It's for the scanners in your email list. So it's for the people who just need a quick punchline of either what's happening in the email or what your offer is. And so this is perfect for those emails where you're sending free content. And usually those happen in our business once or twice a week. And I have a lot of room, right, for my PS pitches because I'm serving with free content before then. So the PS pitch is one of my favorite strategies. In fact, we had one person in our boot camp implement this, and she have the screenshot. She said, "Woohoo! I just got one more sign up for my beta group coaching course by adding a PS call to action at the bottom of my newsletter. Now to try to fill the last 7 seats." And this was literally over the weekend. So our boot camp was on Friday. She implemented this, and I think she posted it Sunday or Monday. So 2-3 days in between, she implemented the strategy and she got one additional sign up. And this is not from a huge email list or anything like that. So it's really cool for you to use as well. So I wanted to show you where you could be, not where, but how you could be positioning your email PS pitches. And what I do is I usually have a couple of pre-written PS pitches that I use depending on the product that I'm selling. And again, remember, these are evergreen offers. So in our business, we will have like templates and resources and swipe files that are not closed or open, right? Like most of our courses or memberships or coaching programs. And these are the perfect types of offers that you can send in those emails. So here is a quick PS template, PS pitch template that you can use. So you could say something like, hey, PS, speaking of, and you insert the topic related to your product, service, or course. And even better if the email that you're sending is related to that topic. So for example, earlier today, I was sending our newsletter on different email marketing strategies that you could use to actually grow your email list. And I decided to include in the PS pitch one of our products, which is the Ultimate Email Marketing Swellfile Kit. And so that contains 5 of our most profitable email marketing sequences. There's like 56 pages of emails, and that's the perfect kind of product, the bridge, right, to actually sell people on, because I'm talking about emails in the actual email, and I can add the PS pitch to a resource that would help our audience like create emails faster. So for me, I could say something like, PS, speaking of email marketing or crushing your email marketing, did you know that we help, and then you're going to insert your target market. So we help small businesses and entrepreneurs just like you to, and then insert the benefit, right? So again, you're going, speaking of related topic, did you know that we help your target market too? And then you insert a benefit. And so for me, it could be skyrocket their sales through email marketing, right? Get all the details, plus maybe you have a discount or a bonus, just an enticing offer, something that would get people excited about it by clicking here. And then literally just hyperlink to a page where people can buy your thing. And that's it. It's that simple, just a small PS pitch, and let people know. Another thing you could do if you don't have a sales page yet or a page where people can work with you, and this is awesome for early bird lists or getting a feel for how many people would actually be interested in a new product that you're releasing, you could say, reply back to this email and I will send you all the details. I do this all the time, especially when we are about to launch something new. And then we can actually, on the back end, when people reply, we can send them the details and pitch them in that format. So I hope that this makes sense. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that this template helps you to write your own PS pitches and start implementing these on every single one of your emails, especially when you're sharing free content. So if this episode was helpful, let me know in the comments over on YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, I would love to hear from you too. Email me like Cindy did, or send me a DM on Instagram. Message Chris as well. We'd love hearing from you guys to figure out, you know, what we could do more of to continue serving you. If you enjoyed this topic, if you want to hear from, you know, us on a different topic, we'd love to hear that too. All right. I love you. I mean that. I'm sending you a big beso, lots of blessings, and continue moving forward in your God-given calling. We are so, guys, I'm going to end with this. We are in a time right now, if you're listening to this podcast episode as it's released, where there's so much instability in our world. And I truly believe that God has his hand on small business owners. We are here to do more than just business, but to make serious kingdom impact. So I hope that you're taking the work that you do very seriously, because God has put you in this position, in this time, in this place for a reason, just like Esther, for such a time as this. So I'm sending you big blessings, big hugs, and I hope that you're moving forward courageously in the calling that God has placed on your heart. All right, I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.